There's a heroin crisis in Snohomish County. One proposed solution is to increase the number of cops and social workers who work with homeless addicts. That's one of the aims of the Proposition 1 that's on the primary ballot due next Tuesday. KUOW healthcare reporter Ruby DeLuna spent a morning with a sheriff's deputy and has this report.
Deputy Bud McCurry sets up his laptop in the patrol car. We're about to head out to a wooded area in South Everett, where homeless heroin users have been camping out. There are two embedded social workers with him today, Jesse Callahan and Lauren Rainbow. They talk about Shelley, who's on the verge of agreeing to detox, but there's more than Shelley to think about.
So my guess is that Shelley will be willing to relinquish the kittens, probably not the mom.
Right.
But if she says yes, is that something that you can do on Thursday? Take them up north?
Yep.
For months, the team has been reaching out to Shelley and others in the encampment. The sheriff's office has given notice, and people must move out by the end of the month. Before that happens, McCurry and the social workers are offering to connect them with services.
Trying to motivate them to accept our services before that move-out date, because the last thing we want to do is move them to the next set of woods. That accomplishes nothing.
McCurry is one of three deputies assigned to the Office of Neighborhoods to deal with homeless encampments that have been popping up around the county. Lake Stevens, Arlington, Marysville, Edmonds.
There's only so many of us, and it's a big county.
County officials hope Proposition 1 will provide relief. If voters approve the sales tax increase, it would generate about $25 million a year. The plan is to hire 35 deputies over the next 3 years and to add 4 more social workers in the mix. Some funds would also go toward drug and alcohol treatment, that plus transitional housing and social services people will need along the way. It's not the whole solution to a complex problem. Some public health officials would like to see prevention efforts too. But Sheriff Ty Trainery says this is the place to start. He admits it's not easy to ask voters for more money, but the situation is urgent.
We're not asking for voters to give us money so we can figure it out. We have it figured out. We just want to expand it, add services, and follow the path that we've had success with for a year.
Since the Office of Neighborhoods was created a year ago, 55 people have completed detox. 31 have graduated from treatment. This is not your traditional policing. Cops chasing criminals. Deputy McCurry's role is more like being an ambassador, building relationships. He calls the people in camps clients, not suspects. It's an unusual way to fight crime, he says, but the traditional approach hasn't been effective, especially with heroin users.
We can put people in jail for weeks, months, but then we release them out of jail with no resources, no tools in their toolbox, and they go right back to the exact same environment that they were in and they start using their drugs again.
We arrive at the site. First stop is to check on Shelley, the lady with the kittens.
What we're walking up on right now is her camp. See the kittens, and it looks like there's been a bit of a fire.
Social worker Lauren Rainbow looks around. The camp is empty. Deputy McCurry searches under the charred debris. No sign of Shelley. But the kittens are alive. Someone has left them food and water. The group heads into the woods to look for Shelley. Along the way, they check up on other campers and offer help. Finally, we find her.
Raya!
Shelley has been staying with Raya, a friend at the encampment.
I was wondering what the hell happened over there. I was worried about you.
Raya tells them Shelley doesn't want to come out. McCurry reminds her of the deadline to move. Raya says she'll be gone by tomorrow.
Have you given any thought to our help that we're offering you?
I'm not ready for that right now.
Okay. What's holding you back from getting the help you need? I know you're dealing with some pain issues.
They talk about her pain issues. She's skeptical she'll be able to get adequate pain medication.
If they would do proper, but they're not gonna.
McCurry hands off the conversation to Rainbow. He makes another attempt to convince Shelley to accept their help. She declines. Not today. Back in the patrol car, McCurry says he's not discouraged.
One day, They'll come out to us and say, you know what, I'm ready for some help, because they found their own rock bottom.
McCurry says the job has its setbacks. Some clients do go back to heroin, but he says the good thing about teaming up with social workers is that they'll find something different for the clients to try until something sticks. Reporting in South Everett, I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.